When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So before we get into EB's entertainment page.
Well, how are you going to get into it? The guy misses more time during the show.
He's just talking.
Unbelievable.
He's just over in the next studio.
I think during the blitz, he maybe was here for one of the true-false questions.
Right. He just strolls in late all the time. Texas linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair has been suspended for 3 games for his hit on Trevor Lawrence. So he's
three
out
games.
3 games for that hit.
Seems
he will
fair.
Not be playing for the next 3.
Wow.
That is your update.
I bet he appeals it and gets it reduced to 2.
It's possible.
Maybe. Texans should make the playoffs winning the division because they really don't have a threat. I mean, the Colts would have to make a run. That division stinks.
Yeah,
and you know what?
They should win it.
Houston's not very good, but they're going to win a bad division.
Yeah,
is kind of the way it looks. All right, time now for EB's entertainment page, and it's driven by BMW of Fairfax. That is the sponsor.
Yeah, give me the read.
There's your read.
It's a new read.
It's
now.
My sheet.
Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW of Fairfax and ask for my girl, Miriam. She's awesome. She's the new general manager. Check them out. BMWFairfax.com. That means no disrespect to the other BMWs around.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best one.
Okay.
BMW Fairfax.
I'll have to take
okay.
your word for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
The reason why, part of the reason I think I'm a little bit late today, my brain is scattered today.
More so than usual?
No. Way more than
Today's
usual.
Maybe
you
it's
guys
from that
have
garlic.
No idea the inner struggle that's going on when I'm doing like my commercial
Here's
reads.
Your brain.
Why, I'm doing my commercial reads. I don't know. My brain's just like it's
just not firing.
The ADD is at an elite level today.
All right.
I'm reading those lines and I'm thinking about my son's car, and then I'm thinking about my daughter, and then I'm thinking about where I got to be this afternoon, and then I'm having a hard time today with my ADD. It is out of control.
I know the feeling, bro. I'm the same way.
Forgive me if I'm not boo-hooing for your 9 FanDuel reads.
I'm not asking you to boo-hoo.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm just jealous. Just telling you, my brain is scrambled this morning.
Got it.
I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense to me, but it's actually kind of annoying.
Do you know the segment we're doing now?
Entertainment page.
There you go.
I know. Just tell you, my brain is just not locked in very well today. All right. Eddie Murphy's son, Cakes. Do you know what his name is? He's got 100 kids.
Nope.
By the way, did I ever tell you guys I was 65% sure I was next to Eddie Murphy at MGM National Harbor at the check-in line?
How could you only be 65% sure?
I couldn't be sure, but then I was like...
Did you ask him to laugh for you?
I didn't. I didn't say
There's
anything.
No
I just stood
yeah.
there and
Eddie
I looked
Murphy's
and I was
too big
like,
a star. He's
I was
right.
Like,
he's not going to be standing
I was
in
like,
line.
Is that?
You're a dummy.
I was like, that looks a lot like Eddie Murphy.
Hey,
this is my brain going.
Yeah. You know what you should have done?
Looks like Eddie Murphy, but I'm not 100% sure if it's Eddie Murphy or not.
Yeah, you should have whistled like Beverly Hills Cop theme.
I don't know that.
Oh, like when Lurch whistled
Axel
clocks.
Foley, yeah, yeah. Okay.
With Coldplay.
Yeah, it probably wasn't, but
probably
part of my brain thought that it was.
Why would he be there?
And lots of high profile people go to MGM National Harbor.
It could have been true.
Myself included. Yeah. I'll be there tomorrow night for the Cakes Classic.
No, I could see why a celebrity would go there. You know, you like to gamble, have a good time.
But the odds are very slim.
But like him standing in line waiting
to check in.
Was he short? That doesn't make sense. Because Eddie Murphy's very short.
This person was relatively short. This Eddie Murphy doppelganger was relatively short.
Hey.
And he had
what are the chances? Zero?
You know what?
Or one?
It's not a non-zero.
Why don't you ask your connect? What's your guy's name over there?
Adam.
Ask Adam. Him. Adam would know.
It's not a non-zero that he would be there.
Yeah.
It's a non-zero that he'd be in line with a dope.
Why?
He's in front of me. Celebrities don't check in?
They'd have an assistant check them all in, make sure it's all straight.
He had his very finely manicured little mustache, and I was like, that kind of looks like Eddie Murphy.
I will give Cakes $10.
If it was
$10, why don't you up it to $100?
No, because I'm busto.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to give him $10 if it's true.
What day was this, Cakes?
I mean, it's a couple months ago. It wasn't like it was last week.
You're bringing up a story randomly?
I thought it was last Cakes Classic.
Well, because you brought up the stupid Eddie Murphy. And I actually think I know the story. It's kind of weird.
I don't even remember why I said Eddie Murphy.
Because Eddie Murphy's kid is getting married to Martin Lawrence's daughter or something like that.
I said his son. No one answered. Do you know the son's name?
Is it Eric?
Eric.
Eric Murphy.
Eric Murphy.
Eric.
Right, isn't he married?
And Martin Lawrence's daughter, Jasmine, got engaged last week. They've been dating Lurch since 2021. What are the chances Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence's kids get married? That's kind of weird.
Hey, please text your buddy. I want him to pay you.
I'll text him.
I'll recant it now.
I'll do some digging. Because
you can't even pinpoint it at the same day.
Maybe the parents are getting together because Martin Lawrence
used to be Roosevelt.
I don't know if he's got any sort of ties here.
I say Adam. Was Eddie Murphy
a couple months ago in October
in the lobby near the lobby bar?
Yes.
It's a good hangout spot.
Yes.
About 3 or 4 months ago.
Three or four months ago.
Are you an insane person? Will be his response.
I can't believe you didn't remember that 4 months ago.
I didn't remember it. I just remembered it.
His brain is just as shot as mine.
My brain is Felt City, USA.
The record. Mine's going 100 miles an hour today.
I'm
going to
take that $10 if he checked into the...
I'm recanting it.
Hey, what are the odds that Eddie Murphy's grandson and Martin Lawrence's grandson is the funniest kid in class?
Or do you think that's a lot to live up to.
Will he be like Bronny James and be Nubs?
I'll say this.
That's Bronny James playing in the G League.
I'd say the odds are pretty good. So you guys know that... I think you guys know that Jim Gaffigan's niece... plays volleyball at Cornell. She's a funny chick.
Is she?
I'm not kidding. She's a funny
chick.
She does
Hot Pockets jokes.
Yeah. She's just a funny, like, But you know some kids are just funny, like, they're just funny kids. She's a funny, I'm sorry, she's a funny kid.
It's in the blood.
It's called genetics.
She's a funny kid.
It's in the
funny
blood.
How?
Funny looking?
That's a good bit.
I got it.
Good one, Drab.
I got it. Get out of here. All right.
I'm hoping Adam responds. Yeah, Eddie Murphy was checking in 3 months ago. Silly. Hope that happens.
Man, I don't even know which of these stories to do. Let's do this one.
I should have asked
Jason, you got two daughters.
Shrek.
I've got two daughters. JP's got two daughters. You got one daughter.
I have one daughter, yes.
Yeah, but she is your favorite. We've already established that. The two boys are way below.
This is a complete farce. Nobody can prove anything.
We're pretty sure of that one. I mean, I think your boys will understand. They'll understand.
I love all of my children equally.
But what are you going to do for your daughter when she gets married? Now, Jason, you'll have two. Mm-hmm. So you'll have to pay for two weddings, the majority of it anyway, I would assume.
No, I'm going to tell them. I'm going to give
elope.
Them.
I know.
I'm going to say, elope, and I'll give you money to put on a down payment.
What if they do a regular wedding?
I'm not spending like $50,000 for a 2-hour party.
Good luck with the hill and be $50,000.
All right, $75,000.
Put that in the bag.
Whatever it is, I'm not spending that.
Yeah, they're getting married on Wednesday?
Yeah.
It's a declarative, just like you said, you're never going to FedEx Field.
Jason's one of those guys got married on like a Sunday.
No, I got married on a Friday.
My buddy actually went to a Sunday wedding.
So did I. I just went three weeks ago.
During NFL season?
You guys might have went to the same
wedding. Talking about it?
Where was it?
Yeah,
this brain is barely functional.
Yeah, mine's right there with you. Hey,
it was at Stone Tower Winery in Leesburg.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
I know
the place is awesome.
Yeah, the place is sick.
But Sunday weddings, it was a 4:30 wedding. Terrible.
I mean, it was a Sunday wedding my buddy went to.
I told Teresa, we're going to eat dinner.
Yeah.
And we're going to be the first ones to leave.
I have a response from.
Everyone was at the tables. There was probably 20 tables full of people. It was 200 people there.
Yeah.
We just got out and walked out.
Adam Boone, director of poker.
Oh.
MGM National Harbor.
Yeah.
When I said, any chance Eddie Murphy was at MGM NH in the last 3 to 4 months? His response? There's a chance. I didn't hear about it, though. So it sounds a little dicey.
Yeah, a little dicey.
As to whether that happened.
Yeah, maybe came for a show, didn't play poker. Didn't hit the tables.
So Snoop Dogg, he's got a daughter that's getting married, or I guess did get married. Do you know what his gift was, Cakes?
20 pounds of weed.
I saw it was $1 million gift, right?
$1 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great gift. I mean, my daughter will not be getting that gift at her wedding.
You're not.
That's not going to be on the registry.
She's not even getting $1 million. What's the slang for the 100K?
Honey bun?
A honey bun. She won't even get a honey bun, let alone a milli. 10 honey buns. That's not happening.
No.
So Elton John's in the news. Did you guys see this? This came out a few weeks ago that allegedly he had like some infection and he lost his eyesight. I think in one of his eyes.
I did not hear that.
Lost it permanently, but maybe still because he says he's lost his sight in one of his eyes.
Send him some of your amoxicillin. You got a lot there.
I don't know if it'll cure that.
I'm gonna chew some garlic.
Yeah, that garlic will fix anything. But he did say it's affecting the way you know him like coming up with new music. And the only reason, listen.
Hold on, he's not even close to 80. He's still coming out with new music?
They're musicians. Yeah, he did it for, it's in their blood.
What was the play? Did you just mention? I'm sorry.
The Devil Wears Prada?
Yeah, it was the
musical adaptation.
The musical.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I think these guys that are musicians like him, they write all the time. They just, it's what they do. It's like breathing. But he's having a hard time doing it. But you know that our youth today, they don't really... I was playing Elton John. My kids don't know Elton John. I'm like, this is a silly.
Why would they know Elton John?
Because he's icon.
But he's like 80.
These
they don't understand.
They know the Beatles. They know, you know, they know some stuff from a different era. Right. How do you not know Elton friggin' John?
My
playlist is so silly. I got Elton John, Kendrick Lamar. Well, I mean, whatever. It doesn't. It's a wild Counting Crows. My playlist is
Counting Crows.
I got silly.
I'm just glad that my daughter
knows Counting Crows shows up for me. I hit skip.
I got everything. I got the most eclectic mix.
My daughter knows a few rat songs. I think I've succeeded as a father. Not rap. P-R-A-T-T. Two T.
My daughter, she loves to go round and
my
round.
My daughters know a bunch of classic rock.
Right.
I mean, silly. Is this Saturday night's all right for fighting?
Of course.
It's a good one.
None of you guys growing up had one of his like greatest hits albums?
Of course, I had the Yellow Brick Road album. What was that called? Was it called Goodbye Yellow Brick Road?
I had one of his greatest hits compilations. I had all of Silly's.
I probably had multiple.
You know what Silly is? Like, so when I was going all these drives, they got on to do it for a few years. I would just play his whole catalog. I could go Billy Joel, play his whole catalog.
You love Tiny Dancer?
Yes.
Good song.
Yeah. You know what a monster he is? I mean, he's a beast.
He has a billion hits.
Hey, speaking of vision, did you guys read the deal with Randy Moss?
Yes, I heard him talking about sunglasses, but he didn't reveal exactly why.
So he was wearing sunglasses on the pregame show this Sunday on ESPN, and my wife said, why is he wearing sunglasses? I said, he did think he's cool. He thinks he's cool. And then afterwards, he said, no, I'm having issues. Do we know what the...
I don't think it's been revealed.
Somebody hasn't
been revealed.
Somebody said that his... eyes looked very yellow.
Yeah. So the week before, they were.
Is that like cirrhosis or jaundice? I'm not sure.
Something.
I don't know.
Michael Jordan has. If you look at his eyes all the time,
maybe he drinks a lot. Jordan.
He just apologized for the blinking and said sorry for the sunglasses. I'm not trying to be cool, but I'm battling something to.
I felt bad saying that because he's dealing with something. He said, "I need prayers. It might be serious."
Nobody knows what it is. People are speculating.
I'm sure every freaking NFL doctor is going to tell you what it is. What are they saying? The people, nobody's speculating. I love the speculation.
They are
doctors do diagnosis on anchors.
They're speculating.
It's the shtick.
Well, Cakes just threw it out there.
Well, he obviously knows what it is. He's just not telling anyone.
Yeah.
Right, but that makes it worse.
But that's the reason
he's wearing. I'm going to guess he's got a liver condition.
Could be.
Liver condition.
That's bad.
Might need a transplant.
play
it. I'm just completely throwing that out there.
He and his family are battling something internally.
Yeah. Doesn't sound good.
He and his family?
That's how it was phrased.
Maybe because
you owe me with my liver and my kidneys.
Yeah. Is he saying that in a sense that we're all battling this together with me?
Yeah.
Or we're all battling some internal strife within the family?
No, he's battling a health issue. Like I said,
his family has
he may need a liver transplant.
Thanks.
I'm just throwing that out.
That's the end of the road.
I love me some Randy Moss. I hope he's okay.
He got Moss.
That's my guy.
He got Moss.
He just wanted to play the clip.
Yeah, of course. It's so obvious.
Everything I am, you owe me with my liver and my kidneys.
It's a great clip. I should play it more.
And last but not least, Jason, we ran into this guy. He was a nice guy. Shocker. It was at the Palm Bar. Do you remember?
Hold on. The Palm Bar.
That could be any. The 50 guys.
The Palm Bar.
That could be 100 guys.
At least 15
years
ago.
Has anybody painted over my horseshoe yet on the our painting?
I don't even know. Is that the Tyson's ball?
Was it Sergio Garcia?
No, I had a mouthful of shrimp when I took a picture with him, though, and I regret it to this day.
Who else did we run into at the Palm Bar? I can't think.
Leon Harris, remember?
Oh, of course, anchor from CNN.
That was on Channel 4.
Unfortunately, he's
had an incident or something, and he's going to they're taking him off the air. I don't want to belabor the point, but I know he's had noted problems with alcohol.
Yes.
Hopefully, you know, he gets his taken care of.
I didn't see that.
I don't know if it's alcohol-related. That's my assumption.
Wow.
But, you know, we wish the best for him. He was but nice guy.
He's great dude.
So nice.
Leon Harris is awesome.
Like the nicest guy.
I feel bad for him.
I'll never forget.
I'm not going to speculate on his health like I have on Randy Moss.
I interrupted Wolf Blitzer's dinner at the Palms. I was hammered.
I'm sure he was happy.
Nuh-uh.
I was hammered.
Shrimp falling out of your mouth there, too?
By the way, he was like sitting on the inside part of the table, and I leaned all the way across like four people. Oh. Shook his hand, just disrespected the rest of the family.
Hammered. Wolf Blitzer?
Yeah. Was hammered. He didn't know.
You wouldn't do that now.
You'd have to pay me $10,000 to go say hi to Wolf Blitzer.
You're a great point.
You wouldn't do that
but
now.
But 15 years ago,
you'd walk right by him.
But 15 years ago, I was dumb. But
Sergio Garcia was very cool.
He was great. But I was also drunk.
You were hammered. I know.
I was also drunk. Yeah.
I think I was too. Yeah. He was very nice to talk to.
It's a true story.
No, you weren't drunk. You were overserved. That's the way to frame it.
Didn't you go there specifically to run into golfers?
Yeah, because they were in town. Jason said they were all hanging out at the Palm.
You knew someone that worked for the PGA. We were groupies. Because they were staying at the Ritz right next door.
Yeah, we were groupies.
Yeah. Golf groupies.
Sergio walks in.
Yeah.
I think Tiger walked in there. In fact, I know he did.
I mean, you guys
maybe not that night.
No, he probably went in the private room.
You guys should be doing that.
No, I know, but he was there.
If the golf hotties are there, that's when you should be the golf group. You're there for all the dudes.
Yeah, no, we were stupid.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing with your lives?
Not as stupid as the guy who thought Eddie Murphy was standing next to him.
I mean, my guy Adam said there's a chance, but he doesn't think Eddie Murphy's ever stood
in line for anything.
Probably not.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I mean, I'm sure he has.
Do you think he stands in line? He doesn't stand in line for nothing.
But I just don't see him next to John Arville.
It looked a lot
checking
like
in.
They could probably do. Yeah, I mean, he would probably do a.
What a dummy!
Like a private check-in.
I'm like 70% sure it was him.
Remember, Bill, you're not losing.
Yeah, my
confidence.
Odds are going
you're not
up.
Losing.
No, my swag rate is going up.
He picked the Titans
about it.
Too.
I did pick the Titans. All right, here's what I do know. I am convinced of this. Before the show is over, we're going to give you a chance to win two tickets to go see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Northwest Stadium. So keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up very shortly.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.